uses in China in 1989.
我们看到这个名词，就知道它跟教育是有关系的。
And when we see the words, we know that it's related to education.
我们说青年是国家的栋梁。
We know that the youth is the hope of the country.
就是它的 pillar, 就是
It's the pillar of the country.
那儿童是国家未来的主人翁，这是我们在学校学的时候所学到的。
And we learn in school that children are the future of the nation.
就是说一个国家它有没有前途，有没有希望，就看它花多少它的精神，它的资源在教育这件事情上。
And for a country to whether they have a bright future or hope, it depends on how much they spend in education.
那所以希望工程就是当时候政府他们集中很多人的心的这个资源。财力一起要来建造这个他国家的教育系统，让更多人都能够接受到这些教育，然后改善他们的生活品质，让他们有光明的未来。
So the Work of Hope is actually a project from the government, and they put a lot of effort and resources in it to hope to better their education system so that they can build up the country and to have a brighter hope and future.
那这样一个工作其实非常有意义，所以有很多很多人呢，世界各地的人，他们很热烈的响应这样一个运动。
And so this is a very meaningful work, so people from around the world are very supportive of this type of action.
那真的这样一个工程呢，也造就了很多原本没有机会受教育的孩童，他们现在都长大了，他们可以在他们的领域里面真的展现出他们受教育的成果。
And so indeed this project had helped a lot of youth who originally would not have a chance for a greater education, but now they all grown up and was a good contributor to the society.
那因为当一个人如果没有接受教育，他有很多的眼光他是看不见的，就是说眼界没办法打开。
Because without education, it is very hard for one to broaden their horizon.
所以当一个人有受教育以后，他就会进入这个知识的领域里面，他会看到很光明的未来，他知道他的生活是可以改变，是有希望的。
And so when one is educated, he was able to go into he could broaden his horizon and be able to see the brighter future and have hope.
我们就看到一个社会有没有前途，他国家有没有强盛，就看他的政府用多少资源在教育上面。
And for a country to whether they have a bright future or not, you have to see how much the effort and resources the government spent on education.
从国家社会的角度来看，教育这么重要，从信仰的角度来看也是一样。
From the perspective of building a nation, education is very important, and this is also likewise in our faith.
我们今天在教会里面，其实当我们把我们的人力、物力、我们的资源放在教育上面，就是在建造这信仰的希望工程。
And so, when we are putting a lot of effort and resources in building our religious education system, we are building a work of hope in faith.
所以我们今天是中华教育他们年末的特别聚会的日子。
And so today is the RE year end special service.
那我们做家长的，我们做教员的，我们做学员的，我们一起来思考这样一个在信仰上一个很重要的工作，我们要怎么样一起来努力，让我们的教会真的更有希望，能够将来能够更兴盛。
So as parents, teachers, and students, let us ponder together what can we do in this project in work in building the work of hope in faith.
我们教会会没有前途，有几件事情是很关键的。
Whether or not our church has a future, there are a few key points.
第一，就是教会本身是真理的柱石和根基。
First, the church itself has to be the source of truth.
所以教会是为了要传扬主耶稣基督的真理。
And the church mission is to preach the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以教会弟兄姐妹一定要在真理上能够很清楚，我们的基本信仰一定能够非常的明白。
So brothers and sisters must have a clear understanding on our truth.
那在这个真理的合一底下，我们要依靠圣灵来建立教会。
And on the foundation of the truth, we must build the church by the help of the Holy Spirit.
那接下来就是教会里面的这个每一个信徒，是不是真的都能够成为主耶稣基督见证人？
And next, whether or not every member of the church can be a witness for the Lord Jesus.
因为一个教会是不是真的教会，不是他嘴巴所说的我是真的。
Because whether or not a church is a true church is not just by lip service.
而是教会里面的弟兄姐妹，每一个信徒，他是不是能够真的活出真理来。
But rather, it can be seen whether the members in the church can live out the truth.
所以一个教会的信徒，其实他就在说明这个教会到底在真理、在圣灵的工作上有多扎实。
So we can tell how firm in faith the church is by looking at its members.
所以我们说，我们有时候不希望去讲很多大道理，但是我们需要把我们所了解的道理把它行出来，这就是最美好的见证。
And so we say that we do not need to speak of profound theories, but rather we need to preach the truth, and this is the best way of preaching.
所以我们就是主耶稣基督的见证人。
We are all witnesses of the Lord Jesus.
那现在我们要来想想看，这个教会其实它的发展跟我们的下一代有关系的。
And we can see that the growth of the church has a lot to do with the next generation.
除了真理，除了要有圣灵之外，我们需要教会里面的每一位信徒真的都是主耶稣基督他非常忠心的门徒。
Besides from having faith and truth, we also need every member of the church to be a faithful workers of faithful followers of Christ.
那这个我们弟兄姐妹的信仰就跟我们的教义有关系的。
And so brothers and sisters' faith then is directly related to education.
所以我们的其实我们的教会会堂的聚会就在建立这样的一个信仰的工程。
And so when we are having services at church, this is also a way of working. It is also one of a work of hope in faith.
我们今天中华教育的系统其实就是在建立我们教会的下一代能够真的成为主耶稣基督美好的见证人。
So our religious education system is also a way for us to build up our next generation to be firm in church.
所以我们如果能够真的弟兄姐妹一起来关心我们下一代的宗教教育 的这个建立，我们的教会会很有希望。
And if everyone pay attention and make an effort into religious education, then there is hope for our church.
在哥林多前书第三章里面提到教会的几个比喻。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it tells a few parables about church.
我们现在请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
请读第九节。
Verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building.
这里说教会其实是神所建造的房屋。
Here it says the church is God's building.
那这个房屋要建造起来是一件工程。
And to build a building, it is a project.
这个工程需要有工人来建造。
And a project needs workers to build it.
所以第十节，请读。
First hand, according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it.
十一节。
Verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
十二节。
Verse 12, now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw,
13节。
13, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is.
14节。
14, if anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward.
15节。
15, if anyone's work is burnt, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
那这一段的圣经在记载这个信仰就是就好像在建造一个工程一样。
Here it likens faith as a building, a building.
那这个工程的根基是耶稣基督。
And so the foundation of this building is the Lord Jesus.
这个工程需要有工人来建造。
This project needs workers to accomplish.
保罗自己说他是工头。
So, Paul called himself the master builder.
他现在把这个教会的基础打好了。
So he had laid the foundation for the church.
接下来就是要其他的工人在这个根基上面继续建造。
And next, another workers will build on the foundation.
那在建造的时候，个人可能就用不同的材料来继续建造这个房屋。
So when other builds on it, they might use different materials.
那这里就提到有用金银宝石的，有用草木合接的。
Here it mentioned gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or straw.
那基本上可以分成两大类。
So, we can divide this into two categories.
用金银宝石所建当作材料所建造的，就是只是指的是用属灵的啊材料来建造。
Those who build with gold, silver, and precious stones upon the foundation, these we call those who build upon the spiritual material.
都是珍贵的。
These are all precious.
都是可以存到久远的材料。
And they are more durable materials.
那草木禾秸，这是地上长的。
Wood, hay, straw, these grows on earth.
这说明是属世的。
These is belonging to the world.
这个材料是随手可得的。
These materials you can just gather anywhere.
但是它只能够可能存留一天而已。
But it might only stay for one day.
所以草木禾秸表示是没有价值，没有办法存到永远的这些材料。
So the materials made from wood, hay, straws, these represents those that are not durable and temporary.
那这个工程，你不管用什么材料，最后都会建起来。
And so this project, no matter what material you use, you will be able to build something.
就好像你盖房子，只要开工建造，哎，这个房子有一天它就会立起来。
Just like when you're building a house, as long as you started a project, one day it will be complete.
但是这个房子能不能存得住呢？要经过考验。
But whether or not that building will endure, it must be tested.
工程的品质如何啊？试验来就知道了。
And what the qualities of your project or your work will be, you will know it once the test comes.
所以他才说这个工程最后要经过火的试验，看能不能存得住。
So therefore, Paul said that there will be a test of fire for this building to see whether it will endure.
这个工程如果存得住，他那个建造人就得奖赏。
If it will endure, then the builders will be rewarded.
那这工程若被烧了，存不住，那建造人就受亏损了。
But if the work is burned, then the builder will suffer loss.
那表示说他所付出的就等于是空的，没有实质内涵。
What is to say that the efforts and everything that he already put out is useless and there is no substance.
所以我们来看这一段在建造信仰的工程。
So when we look at this project of building up the faith.
今天我们的教会就是一个大工程。
Today our church is a big project.
我们今天中国教育的这个系统也是一个工程。
And our religious education system is also a project.
我们每一个人心里的信仰也是一个工程。
And everyone's faith is also a project.
所以现在我们要家长、教员以及学员一起来建造这个工程。
So now we want all the parents, the teachers, as well as students to build this project.
我们中国教育的目标其实是要建立起这些主的门徒，各个成为主耶稣基督所写的一封信，是很精彩的信。
And so the purpose of our RE system is that we want each and one of our members to be a glorious letters for the Lord.
你看这里他提到一个房子，这个房子建造起来，这个房子就是要来彰显出这个建造者他的品质，就是这个建造人是把这个房子建得非常的坚固，能够让众人称赞。
And so this, the analogy that used in the passage we just read is that they are building a building, and once this building is completed, the builder will show it to others for others to admire.
哦，所以我们看在街上，你看到一些出名的建筑，他那个设计的人，他 他那个建筑的公司，哎，就会很出名，因为大家知道说他的品质很好。
And so when you walk on the street and you see a good building, you will notice who the architects or what are the company that built it because you can see the good quality of it.
众人就知道，哎，这个建造人真的很用心。
And then you will know that the builders has put a lot of effort into building it.
那通常这个建筑，这个房屋本身，我们如果只是从外面过去，我们看不到里面真正的内涵。有时候外表虽然很简单，但是内里面可能非常的特殊，很不一样。
When we look at the building, there's no way for us to know what the inside looks like. Sometimes a building on the outward may look very simple, but inside it was very beautiful.
我们应该会有这个经验。有时候我们看一个建筑好像没有什么特别，但是里面其实是很特殊的。
And we may experience this once.Maybe we have noticed a building who looks simple on the outside, but the inside is very special.
那这里特别提到说，我们建造的时候，我们是用什么材料，会影响到这个工程是不是能够存续下去。
And so in the passage we just read, it says that depending on the material that we use, it will decide whether this building will endure.
我们当然要用金银宝石来建造。
Of course, we want to build with a gold, silver, and precious stones.
老师说，我们真的是靠着信心。
Which is to say, we must rely on our faith.
靠着主耶稣基督的。
To rely on the Lord Jesus.
是经过熬炼，这个材料每一个材料都是经过熬炼，能够才用来的。建造是很珍贵的。
All these materials has went through trials and therefore they are ready to be used and so therefore they are precious.
那草木禾秸就是很普通的。
Wood, hay and straw are very ordinary materials.
但是也不坚固。
And they are not strong either.
所以这个房子当然就存不住。
So of course the building that built on it will not survive.
那现在这个建造人，我们如果是一个建造者，我们一定会想要让我们的工程能够存下来的。
Of course, as a builder, you want your building to endure.
所以我们教员，我们家长，其实我们今天在建造我们的孩子的信仰，我们要想想看，我们到底用什么材料来建造他们的信仰呢？
So today, as parents, as also as teachers, you need to think about what kind of materials we are using to build up our students' faith.
我们是不是真的花时间在我们的孩子身上？
Have we spent time on our students?
我们做教员的，我们是不是真的？在这个真理上下过功夫了。
And as students, have we put effort in our faith?
就是说，我们是不是，因为我们今天要教，通常我们要先学。
And for us to be able to teach, first we must learn.
就好像学校的老师，他要经过训练。
Just as teachers at school, they must go through training.
他经过实习。
They have to go through practical.
他需要不断的进修。
Training, then they need to.Keep on learning.
那这个老师需要花心思在他的教学上面。
And the teachers need to spend time, to plan his lessons.
那这个老师他就教出一个很优秀的学生来。
Then these teachers will be able to, cultivate good students.
所以我们常常说，有怎么样的老师才会教出优秀的学生来。
Sometimes we say that a good teachers will produce good students.
圣经里面说，其实学生很难超越老师。
And sometimes we say that it's hard for students to surpass the teacher.
因为学生是从老师得到一些知识，得到一些技巧。
Because the knowledge of the students comes from the teacher.
但是通常我们看到一个老师如果很用心的，他的学生就很出色。
And but we can also see when a teacher is put in a lot of effort, then the students will also turn out to be very good.
那这个信仰的事情是。不只是教会，其实还包括在家庭里面每一个家长。
And a religious education is not only in church, but is also, it also goes for at home for every parent.
所以今天我们中华教育在教会是由这些中华教育的教员来执行。
And so at church, you have your RE teachers to conduct the RE education.
但是回到家，就是由我们的父母亲来继续。建造这个工程。
But when the students are home, it is the parents' responsibilities to continue on this project.
那所以今天我们要整个教会一起来努力，教员跟家长要互相配合，这个工程才真的能够建造的完美。
And so today we need the cooperation from the teachers and the parents so that this project can continue on smoothly.
所以我们 不管是做教员的，我们做家长的，我们要不断的在这个信仰上下功夫去追求。
And as parents and teachers, we must continuously put on effort into our education.
因为我们要教养我们的孩童，让他们走当行的道路。
Because we need to teach our children so they can walk on the right path.
那到老他们也不会偏离。
So that they would not stray even when they grow old.
那我们要教养我们的孩童，我们自己本身要先学习。
And for us to be able to teach our students, we ourselves must learn first.
所以一个老师，一个家长，他如果真的是用金银宝石来建造这个工程的时候。
So when a parent or a teacher is using precious stones to build this building,
他一定是用信心加上祷告。
He will put on effort to pray in faith.
他一定是在真理上真正下功夫的。
He must put all effort into learning the truth.
因为这个真理就像宝贝一样。
Because the truth is just like precious stones.
那个信心就像金子。
And faith is just like gold.
所以我们今天如果真的用信心在建造的时候，是用金金做材料，在建造我们每一个孩子的信仰。
If we build up our students with faith, we are building our building with gold.
那我们今天花时间下去，其实就是我们的生命。
And so today, when we put in a time to build it, that becomes our life.
在这个孩子他们成长的过程当中
，and in the process of growth for our children,
这段时间就是他们最需要父母陪伴的时候。
This is the time when they need their parents the most.
这段时间其实也是父母亲最有机会影响孩子的一段时期。
This is also a period of time where the parents' influence can come in handy.
等到孩子长大以后
，When the child grew up，
我们想要再影响他们就不太容易了。
It's not very easy for us to influence them anymore.
所以我们需要抓住这个一个非常重要的教育的阶段。
So we must grasp on this opportunity of this period to educate our children.
我们真的能够用这些珍贵的材料，我们的生命。我们从信仰所领受的这些真理来建造他们。
We must use the best materials, use the faith that we receive and we learn to build them up.
让他们这个信仰的工程能够真的经得起考验。
So this project of faith that we are building can endure through the test.
我们今天看到这个社会多少罪恶、多少引诱、多少偏离圣经真理的这个政策一一个出现了。
And so today in the world we live in, we can see a lot of sins and a lot of
这个社会的潮流
the trends of the world
其实都在冲击这个信仰的工程
that will go against our project of faith.
将来还要面临更大的灾难挑战
And in the future, we will even face a greater challenges.
我们都希望我们的孩子每一个人在信仰上都能够屹立不摇。
So we want each one of our children not to be shaken by this.
所以我们就需要在这个信仰、这个建设他们的这个信仰的事情上，真的下功夫来求主是保守他们。
So we want our students or our children to put effort into building up their faith, and we ask the Lord to help them.
这个工程如果存得住
，if this project can endure,
其实他们就像一个美好的见证。
And they will become a good testimony.
我们现在看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
工程承得住之后。
So after the building endures.
第三章的第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
请读。
Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart.
第四节。
Verse 4, and we have such trust through Christ with God.
第五节。
Verse 5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
这里特别提到说，我们今天每一个主的门徒都是主耶稣基督的信。
And here it mentioned that each one of our members is an epistle or a letter of the Lord Jesus.
这一封信是公开给世人。每一个人都可以看的。
And so this letter is open for everyone to see.
所以这封信的作者是主耶稣基督本身。
So the author of this letter is the Lord Jesus himself.
是借着这些仆人写出来的。
And it is written through his workers.
他不是用墨写的，是用永生神的灵写，用圣灵写的。
It's not written with ink, but by the Spirit of the Living God.
那表示说，今天我们在建造这个我们孩子的信仰。
And that is to say that today, when we are building up the faith of our children,
我们其实不管是教员是家长，我们都是其实都是神的器皿。
And whether we are parents or teachers, we are God's vessel.
孩子是神赐给父母亲的产业。
And a child is a treasure or inheritance that God gave to the parents.
这些孩子是神给教会的资产。
These children are the inheritance or resources that God have given to the church.
所以真正的拥有者主权在主耶稣基督身上。
So the full authority is in the hand of the Lord Jesus.
现在主耶稣基督要让每一个人都成为他能够向世人展现的一封精彩的信。
And so the Lord Jesus' hope is for everyone to become a letter or epistles that he can show to everyone.
这个信神用主耶稣说用圣灵写。
This epistle is written by the Holy Spirit.
就是是靠圣灵来完成的。
That is to say, it is completed through the work of the Holy Spirit.
是写在心板上的。
It is written on the tablet of the heart.
所以这个信仰是要写在我们的心里的。
So this our faith should be written inside our heart.
律法本身是写在石板上。
The law is written on the tablet of stone.
但是这个律法它有它的局限性，它知道让人知道错误，但是并没有办法给人家力量。
But the law has its own limitation. It tells people what they did wrong, but it does not help people in salvation.
但是写在心板上的这个约就不是律法了。
But the covenant that was written on the tablet of heart is not the law.
这是真的从心里面啊认识神、敬畏神。
This is knowing God and revering God from the bottom of our heart.
所以心板上的信仰就是你每一个人他都知道这位神是我的神，不是我母亲的神而已。
So the tablet that was written in the our faith that written in the tablet of our heart will make us know that this God is our God and not only the God of our parents.
这封信是给众人看的。
And this letter that was written is for everyone to see.
所以人家看这封信就知道说，哎，这个作者本身写信的人本身功力到底如何了。
And so when people look at this letter, they'll know how much substance this the author has.
我们目标就是让我们每一个我们教会的青年、我们的孩子都能够成为一封主耶稣基督很精彩的信，呈现在世人眼前。
And so our goal is for every children and every youth in our church to become a glorious letter that the Lord Jesus can show to everyone.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是敬畏神的。
Every one of us will revere God or fear God.
我们不管在教会、在家庭、在学校、在社会，我们都知道有一把尺放在我们的心里面，不会更动。
And regardless of where we are in church, in the society, in our workplace, in our school, we know that there's a measure inside us that will not change.
就业时候，很多事情都是用规定、用条文来限制人。
In the Old Testament's time, they use a lot of laws and regulations to limit and rule the people.
但是主耶稣基督他救恩来到以后。
But after the salvation of Christ come to us,
他不再用这样的律法条文来约束人而已。
He did not use all these laws and ordinances to restrain people.
而是我们每一个人都从心里面真的以心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
But yet, each one of us will worship Him with spirit and the truth from our heart.
我们现在来看，最后来看希伯来书第八章。
Lastly, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 8.
第八章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10.
这是主耶稣基督跟我们所立的约。
This is the covenant that was established by from the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们这个信仰工程最后所要达到的目标。
And this is also the end goal that our work of faith will need to accomplish.
请读第十节。
First hand, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
十一节。
11. None of them shall teach his neighbor and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them.
12.
Verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more.
这里特别提到说， 现在这个新的约，主耶稣基督的救恩，他的话语要写在我们的心上。
And so this talk about the new covenant, the salvation of Christ, that His word shall be written on our heart.
他的目标就是要让我们每一个人都成为他的子民，他要做我们的神。
So the goal is for God to be our God, and we become His people.
我们每一个人从大到小都认识主。
And all of us, from the least to the greatest, will know God.
我们都知道神的圣洁。
And we will know God's holiness.
我们都知道神他的公义。
We'll come to know His righteousness.
我们都从心里面去敬拜他，说你是我的主，我愿意顺服你。
And we will worship Him from the bottom of our heart, and we will say, "You are our God, and we will submit to you."
这位神是充满怜悯的。
This God is full of mercy.
他知道我们的不足。
He knows our inadequacy.
我们只要愿意来求告他。
So as long as we are willing to call out to Him,
他帮助我们的不足。
He will help our inadequacies and give us strength.
所以我们就能够把这个工程建造得非常完美。
So we will be able to build our project to be a complete and beautiful building.
让我们每一个信徒都成为主耶稣基督美好的一封信。
And may all of us become a great apostles or a great letters for the Lord.
让我们弟兄姐妹一起用祷告来建造这样一个希望的工程。
May the all of us use prayers to build up this project.
让主耶稣基督真的可以得到荣耀。
So the Lord Jesus can indeed be glorified.
让我们教会真的充满希望，让我们真的能够在这里一起来建设神的家。
So that our church can be full of hope and we can work together to build up this house of God.
我们早上的信息就谈到这里。
So this end my sharing this morning.
接下来呢，我们就请中央教义的这些同工们来继续进行接下来的活动。
And next we will ask the RE department to continue.
我们现在先同心默祷。
Let us all bow our head and pray together.
阿们。
Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue with our RE year-end morning program.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续开始早上的宗教教育年末上午聚会。
So as we wait for the kindergarten and E1 classes to enter, we'll kind of introduce what the rest of the morning program will be, as well as the afternoon program.
那所以现在我们请幼稚班还有幼少年班他们进来的时候，会看大家大概解释一下今天上午跟下午的宗教教育聚会。
So the RE year end is a milestone and checkpoint for the students, the teachers, and the parents each year.
所以宗教教育年末聚会是一个里程碑，那给父母、老师还有学生们想想过去的这一年。
Because it serves as a time for us to reflect and evaluate our spiritual growth and maturity over the past year.
因为这是一个时间，我们可以好好的思想我们在去年我们的灵性的成长还有过程。
We hope that from last year in September to this year in August, there is a change and a positive change in each of our students and teachers.
那我们发现从去年的九月份到今年的九月十月份，我们可以看到我们的学生跟老师他们的成长，还有属灵的成熟。
We hope that the students have matured more in the past year.
那我们当然希望我们学生在去年这一年，他们属灵上有成长。
So during our morning program, we'll review the theme and the curriculum from the past RE year.
所以在早上的聚会的时候，我们会讲一下我们之前一年我们的宗教教育的主旨，然后还有我们的重点在哪边。
And we'll also introduce the class programs for kindergarten class all the way through senior class.
然后之后我们会请每一班从幼稚班一直到高级班的老师跟成员上来介绍他们今年所学到的课程。
And at the end, there will also be a special concluding prayer to conclude our service this morning.
那在最后，我们会有一个特别的宗教教育的祷告来结束早上的聚会。
And this afternoon, in the